From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Releasing a preliminary review of the events leading up to the failed Christmas Day bombing attempt against a U.S.-bound jetliner, President Obama today called for additional steps to thwart terror efforts. Among other things, the president cited the need for wider dissemination of intelligence information. That was followed by a briefing by John Brennan, his top counterterrorism official, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. Napolitano said there will also be tighter security put in place for people coming from certain countries.
Every individual flying to the United States from anywhere in the world who has an itinerary or passport from nations that are state sponsors of terrorism or countries of interest is required to go through enhanced screening.
Napolitano says the U.S. plans to deploy an additional 300 advanced imaging scanners at U.S. airports this year. The administration says its report showed there was enough information to have kept the alleged bomber off the plane, but that officials, quote, failed to connect the dots. Four people are dead and five others were wounded after an early morning shooting at a factory in St. Louis. Rachel Lippman with St. Louis Public Radio reports.
St. Louis police say the gunman is among those who were killed in the early morning rampage at ABB Incorporated. The company makes electrical transformers. Police are not confirming the shooter's identity, but he's been widely named as 51-year-old Timothy Hendren, an employee at the factory. St. Louis Police Chief Dan Isom says law enforcement remains on the scene to make sure Hendren did not leave behind any explosives or other weapons.
But we're confident that we have the identity of the shooter, and we believe that we have no more victims inside the building.
Isom says police recovered an assault rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun at the scene. He could not confirm reports that other employees may have shot Hendren. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
Portions of the Deep South are seeing snow today. That comes on top of days of sub-freezing temperatures across the region. From member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama, Andrew Yeager reports.
Schools across Alabama and Mississippi closed in anticipation of snow and ice. The cold is being blamed for the deaths of an Alzheimer's patient in Tennessee who wandered outside, and a homeless man found sleeping in a tent in South Carolina. A city-backed warming center in Birmingham has hosted around 100 people the last two nights. Jefferson County, Alabama, emergency management spokesman Mark Kelly says the area isn't in the clear yet.
We're going to have problems with low-lying areas, roads and bridges that may ice. You also get concerns about power outages.
Power is a concern to some Alabamians given tonight's BCS championship game between Alabama and Texas. Utilities have been assuring the public the snowfall shouldn't cause problems with power lines and fans should be able to watch the game uninterrupted. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 33 points to close at 10,606 today. This is NPR. Two ex-contractors with a security firm formerly known as Blackwater have been arrested on murder charges in connection with the killings of two Afghans last year. According to an indictment obtained by the Associated Press, the pair have been charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and weapons charges. Both men are in custody. The men have maintained they were justified when they opened fire on a threatening vehicle last year. Blackwater, which has since changed its name to Z, fired both men after that shooting. Department of Justice says it will review Comcast Corporation's $30 billion deal to take control of NBC Universal. More from Joel Rose.
The proposed deal would give Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator, control of a major broadcast network, 26 TV stations, a handful of cable channels, and a movie studio. Both Comcast and NBC also deliver video content online. Public interest groups have expressed concern about concentrating so many media outlets in a single company and that the new entity would control creation of content and distribution. Some of those critics welcomed the announcement that the Justice Department would be scrutinizing the deal. The Federal Communications Commission is conducting its own review, and members of Congress will get their shot, too. The heads of Comcast and NBC Universal are expected to testify before a Senate subcommittee in the coming weeks. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.
The government's main employment report for December isn't due out until tomorrow. However, in a possible hint of what may be to come, the Labor Department today released its weekly unemployment figures. Shows the pace of layoffs may be slowing. The government says the number of first-time jobless claims rose only modestly last week. More reliable four-week moving average fell for an 18th straight week. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.